Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Development Focus. On the home straight with Musawudi Whitehead.
It's Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan, and a young Afropolitan we're talking to today is Khulekani Khubeka, who is a goalkeeper and has a fantastic story with the World Cup kicking off in just a few days' time. This man will be in Brazil to watch some of the biggest stars in the world plying their trade, and it's all thanks to the Copa Coca-Cola Under-15 football program as they continue to unearth some of the best teenage football talent around the country. Khulekani, welcome to Kaya FM.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, firstly, before we get into it. Who is Khulekani and how did you start playing football?
Well, I'm Khulekani Khubeka. I'm a goalkeeper for Mamelodi Sundowns Academy. I go to Clapham High School, currently living in Pretoria. Well, it started off at the age of 3, I think, for my soccer career to, let me say, bloom. I was just playing with a little tennis ball, and then my dad held my foot because I kept on falling, and he held it and showed me how to kick. So then that's when my love for soccer or football started.
Development Focus on the home straight with Musawudi Whitehead.
And we just had a beautiful moment here in studio because as I played that little bit of an interview that we did 5 years ago and introduced him, he also almost spoke here in studio on the mic. But that was you 5 years ago. Oh man, how time flies. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. I remember it. You know, it was a beautiful time. And I think it's a memory that I could never forget.
Yeah. Khulekani, welcome once again. And since we last spoke to you, at that time, you were part of the Clapham High School team that won the Copa Coca-Cola. And then by virtue of winning that tournament, went to Brazil to watch the FIFA World Cup. And that was the one that Germany won, if I'm not mistaken, 2014.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
What was that whole experience like to go to Brazil? Do you still remember?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, there's some things in life that, you know, no matter how many years ago they were, but some memories don't fade away. I remember it like it was yesterday. So, you know, thank you to Copa Coca-Cola, the Under-15 tournament, for giving me the opportunity. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and thankfully to God as well, I was able to grab it with both hands.
And out of the Copa Coca-Cola, when you played there as a young man in the Under-15 tournament, of course, it opened other doors. In addition to the work that was being done by all your coaches at Clapham High School, you then moved into the junior national teams and began to achieve some success. But let's go back to a little bit. You told us when you first came here that you started as a centre-back. How did you become a goalkeeper?
Yeah, of course, you know, when I was still young, you know, football was more like a hobby. And then, yeah, so I started playing as a centre-back just so I could run around and I had a lot of energy. But then, you know, yeah, as I got older, I was a bit lazier. So one day we went to club football and, you know, they didn't have a goalkeeper, so I went in goals. And then, yeah, that's where I started enjoying the position as being a goalkeeper.
And you spoke then about when you decided to become a goalkeeper and said, your father said, are you sure? And he is someone who has played quite an important influence on your football career. You spoke then about how he supported you to go as far as you can. And is that still the case now?
Yeah, of course. You know, my dad has always been a pivotal role player, with including my mom as well. And, you know, he's still the same today. He's always pushing me, always reminding me of my goals when I feel down or when I have bad days as well. He's just so supportive, and thank you very much to him as well.
Now, back to the issue of being a goalkeeper. Increasingly, the debate in South Africa has been the lack of goalkeepers, young goalkeepers coming through the ranks, especially when we look for people who are going to take over in the national team for a long time. People are saying, but who else if Kune isn't there, especially after the sad passing of Asenzo Meiwa? In terms of being a goalkeeper, how challenging is it? Because it's more of a technical discipline in football.
Yeah, of course, you know, being a goalkeeper is pretty challenging, and I think very challenging, I think, because, you know, if I make a mistake as a goalkeeper, it's 90%, 99% chance that it's a goal. So, you know, you need to minimize your mistakes. And, you know, as goalkeepers, we also mature a lot later in our careers than outfield players. So I think it's just about remaining patient and just, you know, learning the basics. And most of all, keep calm on the field, because your calmness could be whether you lose or win.
Is that patience difficult sometimes? I mean, you're a national team goalkeeper. And yet, when you look at in club football, you look at all the teams, you say, hey, they've all got guys who've been there for years. Is it difficult to be patient and hope your opportunity will come?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's not always easy. I don't think anything worth having in life is easy and it comes by easy. But, you know, some people say patience is virtue. So I always just, you know, remind myself of those words whenever I feel like things are not going my way or things are taking their own time. So, you know, I'm always just patient and I just keep working hard. And I know that one day is one day.
It's the home of the Afropolitan, Kaya FM 95.9, speaking to a young Afropolitan here on the home straight, Khuleka Nikubeka, who joins us in studio here to talk a little bit about his own journey and viewed in the light of the Copa Coca-Cola Under 15 tournament, which opened many doors for him. He has traveled full circle because he's now an ambassador for the tournament, which saw him go to Brazil and watch the World Cup there as part of the Clapham High School, who won the tournament back in 2014. On that, you know, when you're a goalkeeper, and on this football development focus, we often talk about the importance of coaching from a young age to develop a player, and that especially in the modern game, the days of one ball challenge and think that you become a professional player, those chances are slim, even more so with a goalkeeper. Tell us about some of the people that you've worked with, coaches in particular, that have helped you to perfect this art.
Yeah, you know, I've worked with a lot of goalkeeper coaches and a lot of coaches in general, so I think naming them would take me the whole day. But I think, you know, there's coaches that have really played a good part in my life, and, you know, they've taught me the basics. You know, coming through academy also helped me a lot, because there you get proper goalkeeper coaches, and they you know what they're doing. They also went and studied coaching, so I think they are able to teach me the basics. And, you know, one ball for me, as much as people might say otherwise, but I think as a young boy, you know, I think it's good to balance one pal and, you know, like academy coaching, because, you know, for me, one pal, it teaches you a lot of basics, you know. It's a small space.
Like what? Yeah, small space, exactly. There's many
a lot
touches.
Of people, exactly. So your footwork grows and you are able to perfect it in that way. So I think it's also important to play one ball, not just on the soccer field, because, you know, as South Africans, we're also very technical. So I think it's important that we live out our culture and we grow from there.
Yeah, exactly. And learn those skills that we learned playing on the streets. And even though it isn't, even though it isn't as prominent as it was for those who grew up in the 70s and 80s playing one ball, estrateni, it's still, when you see it, or when you see it done well, shall I say, it shows you the best parts of South African football. And then you go to Copa Coca-Cola, there's Khuleka Nikubeka, and you start to catch eyes even before that as part of the Clapham team. What was it like then to get your first national team call-up for the under-17s?
Yeah, you know, it was overwhelming. I think when I got the call-up, I didn't believe it. But, you know, eventually when I went to camp and we went to Namibia to play a Four Nations tournament there, I think that's when I realized that, you know what, it's actually happening and it's the beginning of a long journey ahead. And, you know, I worked hard and I was able to stay in the national team setup.
Yeah, and you were part of the team that qualified for the Under-17 World Cup.
Yes, yes, yes.
Under Molefe Ntseki.
Under Molefe Ntseki.
What was it like working with him, and now he's Bafana Bafana?
Yeah, of course, you know, as human beings, I always say that you must wish someone the best, you know, because flowers don't bloom at the same time. So I think it's great, you know, he was very patient, he worked very hard, and I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great people's person as well, so I wish him all the best in the Bafana job. And I'm quite disappointed that we didn't get to see Bafana play. You know, I would have loved to watch his first game in charge.
Yeah, same here. I have that feeling. And then when you get to the World Cup, the huge stage, now I made a FIFA World Cup, there's the anthem, and there's Khuleka Nikubeka standing. What was that like to be at a FIFA World Cup representing your country as a 16-year-old?
Yeah, you know, there's some words that, you know, words sometimes fail to explain emotions that we feel. So I really don't know how to explain it. I think I'd have to borrow you my body for a day or two so you can really feel all those emotions. But yeah, wow, it was amazing.
And then from under 17, because of the work of the likes of Malef Nseki. And then we already had Vision 2022, which spoke very importantly about continuity between the age groups. A large part of your cohort that played in that under 17 World Cup and then moved on to the under 20s, and many have been fortunate enough to play in either one or two of the under 20 World Cups that South Africa qualified for under Thabo Senong. You've been fortunate enough to be at both. Was it better for you to go to the World Cup having been to an under 17 World Cup? Did you find it easier to adjust? What was that like?
Yeah, I think it felt a lot easier. And, you know, sometimes when you get to a stage, sometimes emotions and pressure gets overwhelming. But after I'd been to the under 17 World Cup and I'd been to the first under 20 World Cup, when I went to the second under 20 World Cup as the captain of Amajita, I think it was a lot easier. And I knew that I had a bigger responsibility in the team to lead the team, you know. So I think having the experience from the two previous World Cups really helped me a lot in being able to stay calm and, you know, show the boys that we can do this. And, you know, the road ahead is difficult, but it's possible.
Talking to a young man who is clearly a leader and has a bright future ahead of him, young Khulekani Kubeka. He is a goalkeeper for Amajita, been to two World Cups, and of course he's captain there before. But he's here also talking about football development in general as he shares the story of his own development, starting in the main through his participation in the Copa Coca-Cola Under 15 tournament. And with being in the spotlight comes criticism. And that's an important part of football development, which we often overlook. We say, no, they must go and play and they must have fun or whatever. But now here you are, a young man, you're 19 or whatever, you're 17, you're playing where everyone is watching. Because South Africans, we watch three teams and then we watch the teams when they go to big tournaments. When I say to you, hey, Mfethu, are fire to Roshevela into an, Mfethu, now, so talk about the soul sessioning. You know, so then you're on this stage where now some people are seeing you for the first time and also some people are criticizing you for the first time. How do you reflect on the performance of the team, especially in this, your second under 20 World Cup, where there was almost a chance, it looked at the beginning, that these boys might go through to the next round? How do you reflect on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the journey from the qualifiers was very difficult, you know, because when you play qualifiers, not a lot of people are there to support you and not a lot of people are aware of the qualifiers. So it was difficult in qualifiers as it was difficult in AFCON and at the World Cup. But, you know, when things didn't go our way, especially at AFCON, you know, we drew our first game, we drew our second game, and it looked a bit rocky and sketchy. But then we gained strength from our performances in the qualifiers when no one was watching. And, you know, sometimes social media can be detrimental.
Yeah.
So I always try to, you know, balance social media, because social media can make you the best. If you have a good game, you're the best player in the world. But if you have a bad game, then you're the worst player in the world. So you must always, you know, balance social media and just know that, you know what, you are the best. And you must tell yourself every morning.
Yeah. And looking back on this important time in your life, looking back on age group football, how important has it been for you? Because now you're going into the senior ranks, will be trying to break into the senior national team one day, will be trying to break into the first team of a PSL side as you're still with Downs in the development reserve structures. How do you reflect on the importance of age group football?
Yeah, of course, age group football is very important. And, you know, I think credit to the development of South Africa as they are going to younger structures as well. Some teams even go as low as under 11, under 12, under 13 now. So I think it's very important, and credit to the Copa Coca-Cola tournament as well. You know, under 15 is a very delicate age.
Tell us why.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the middle between the transition age to, you know, like post-development sort of, because, you know, from 16, 17, 18, you know,
it's getting serious.
Yes, there you start getting strong, fit enough to play in top sides in the PSL and all over the world. You look overseas, young boys playing in the first teams from 16, 17. So I think, you know, under 15 is really a delicate age. And, you know, the Copa Coca-Cola tournament gives the platform to those young boys, as they did to me. And, you know, they give them the exposure that's much needed to be able to progress.
What have you seen in terms of talents? Because you've gone full cycle now. You participated in the tournament, you won the tournament, and your former school, Clapham, are the defending champions this time around. I've seen some good boys there, especially from that Clapham Sundowns team that have also been involved in the future champs. Young Pito, I think he's a bit older than 15 now, but some good players. What have you seen in terms of the talent in the Copa Coca-Cola this year?
Yeah, you know, the Copa Coca-Cola is a tournament that really helps young boys get exposure. So having gone around to the different provinces and having watched the provincial finals, I think, you know, Copa Coca-Cola really helps unearth the boys from all the different parts of the country. And if you go around and you watch those tournaments, I think you really see that, you know, we have an abundance in talent here in South Africa, and those boys are really magical. I saw one boy in KZN.
Mm-hmm.
I even took a picture with the boy. I think he was amazing. You know, he plays in the midfield, and he was great. He was great.
Goalkeepers?
Yeah, even goalkeepers. You know, it's just that, you know, when you have a large pool of talent, you know, you always have to have your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, even goalkeepers, I saw quite a few very talented goalkeepers. And you know, sometimes it breaks my heart that you know, maybe when I traveled, I didn't maybe take an extra pair of gloves for them or something, because you find some of the goalkeepers using their hands to save the ball.
Yes, a lot in junior football, yes.
Yeah. So I think sometimes now I know that, you know, when I travel to such tournaments, I need to maybe carry an extra pair of gloves. And then, you know, the goalkeeper, I think personally, really played well for me, then maybe I can give them the pair of gloves, or the goalkeeper I see that needs them the most, you see.
Yeah, beautiful story here being shared on Car FM 95.9, a message on the transformative power of sport, and certainly for Khulekani Kubeka, who's joining us in studio, sport has definitely changed his life. What can we look forward to in this year's final?
Yeah, you know, this year's final, you know, since we played back in 2014, 2013, and in 2014 when we won it, I think, I'm not going to say we weren't talented, but I think the talent has really improved. So I think, yeah, you know, it's growing from strength to strength, and it's getting bigger and bigger. We can expect great football. So, you know, I encourage everybody to rally behind the under-15 Copa Coca-Cola tournament. And we're heading to KZN this year. So we ask
for the national finals.
Yes, for the national finals. So we'd like the community of KZN, Numlazi, and all the surrounding communities to come out in their numbers to support the little boys.
In terms of you, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You were here 5 years ago. When you come here in 5 years' time for another interview, where will you be?
Yeah, of course. I'm glad you said I'd come back in 5 years' time for another interview, because, yeah, then I'd have another story to share. Yeah, but I think, you know, ultimately I'd love to see myself rubbing shoulders with the best in Africa. So that would be playing regularly in the first team of Mamelodi Sundowns. You know, they're playing week year in and year out in the Champions League. So, you know, definitely. That's,
and you already have some experience in that regard in terms of the qualifiers and the under-20 AFCON.
Yeah, of course. You know, Africa is a difficult place to play. So, you know, having that experience really brings a lot of weight and helps me settle in a bit better.
Okay, so you're not going to tell us more. I see you keeping your cards close to your chest. You say you hope to be, or you're not going to say, I'm going to be at the Senior World Cup. Because you've been to under 17, you've been to under 20. You could be the first South African to play at 3 World Cups. Under 17, under 19, and under 20, I mean, all three.
Yeah, of course, definitely. But, you know, only time can tell. And, you know, you sometimes you must keep your cards close to your chest and just let people see them for themselves.
Ah, man, I love it. Khulekani Kubeka here talking about the Copa Coca-Cola. Follow me on Twitter at Musi Whitehead, and I'll be sharing all those details about when the national finals are coming up. And if you've been listening to this interview and you heard that story about the gloves in particular and want to help with the gloves, then there we go. You can find him on Twitter at Kule20_Spanish, or just follow me at Musi Whitehead. I'll be sharing all the information. Khulekani, thank you so much for joining us in the studio, my brother, and all the best. Hopefully we'll see you in first team for the Brazilians in the near future.
Thank you so much for having me in studio. And yeah, of course, definitely. I wouldn't say hopefully. I'm saying you'll definitely see me there soon.
Ah, beautiful. And that's it for our football development focus for today.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.